Israel values the Conference on Disarmament, an international body that, like the Security Council, has the capacity to contribute to global security and stability in the face of the growing armed violence in the world. Especially in these times of challenges to the rules-based international order, we attach great importance to verification and compliance of existing international arms control and non-proliferation mechanisms to include the CD. We recognize the importance of the orderly conduct of the CD's work as portrayed within its rules of procedure and respect the institution of the presidency based on alphabetical order rotation as contained therein. At the same time, though the role of the CD president is a matter of formality, a president of any body, especially an international body responsible for negotiating matters related to global strategic security and weapons of mass destruction, has moral bearings to its leadership role, as well as high political visibility. Having a member state which flagrantly and repeatedly violates its own international obligations to the Chemical Weapons Convention by horrendously gassing its own people, and which was reported to the Security Council by the International Atomic Energy Agency for non-compliance with its nuclear safeguards agreement, is disturbing and runs counter to the objectives and principles of the CD. This demands condemnation and reaction. The absurd reality in which such member state is now presiding over the Conference of Disarmament is unacceptable and should not be permitted to pass without implications. Business is not usual. As member states of the CD, who decide on their own rules of procedure, we have an obligation to speak out when absurdity such as this is happening. Given the actions of the Syrian government, its destructive influence on the regional and global peace and stability, accepting Syria as the CD president negatively reflects upon all of us. It undermines the integrity and the credibility of both the disarmament framework and the United Nations. A moral voice must be heard within this chamber, and we should not legitimize and honor this regime. Israel, therefore, joins other states in sending a clear message to the CD and to the international community that the 4 weeks of the Syrian presidency cannot and will not be accepted. Any other message would neither respect the Syrian people nor the international community. Israel, as a responsible member of state that takes its commitments to the CD seriously, decided that in contrary to past behavior by other member states in this conference, it will continue to appear at this chamber. However, Israel's seat will remain vacant, our level of representation will be lowered, we will not be involved in any substantive discussion under this deplorable presidency, and our engagement will be a selective one. We hope others will join in similar actions portraying this strong, distinct, and unmistakable message.